finish up on the FLEC, the Federated Learning Community, which has gone on, and I understand is still in operation. Is that right?
I think somebody has taken it over.
Jim McKenna was director for a while. I don't know if he still is.
I don't know. I really don't. I haven't heard much about it, but I wouldn't necessarily.
Well, one of the things.
Matt Hill went to.
He went to.
Green something.
He went to Evergreen State.
Evergreen State.
Yeah. And I've had some contact with him, but I haven't seen him.
Is he still the provost there?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I recently got a communication from him. He sent me an updated bibliography in which some of the material I was involved in was listed. But I think one of the greatest things that came out of my experience, or I shouldn't say my experience so much, the thing I saw was that there were students who were saved and who became outstanding, went on, and as a matter of fact, I bump into one of them in Berkeley every now and then because he's a planner there. And when he came into FLC, he was about to drop out of college. We had a close relationship, and he had a close relationship with the faculty. That was one of the things he wanted.
Yeah.
But he also was able to find his way, and he moved on from FLC to work with Len Krasner and went abroad to England, spent a year in England, after which he came back and went to graduate school.
Getting close to the end of this particular tape.
Well, then let me just finish. After that, I was in the department full time. That was 1977 to 8, and then 78 to 79 was my last year at Stony Brook in the department. Now, I retired. I was eligible for retirement, so I retired in the summer of 1979. But I retired to take another position.
Where did you go?
I was offered the deanship of social sciences at my alma mater.
Oh, really?
Queens College.
Uh-huh.
And while I had a hankering, we wanted to go to California. We had a home in California that had been built where we intended to retire. And we were eager to go there, but I was excited by the opportunity of going back to Queens in a role that I was fully prepared for now.
Yeah.
And I spent 3 years there. It was very exciting years. I would have liked to have stayed longer, but I had someone pulling on me to go west.
Sure.
And so I retired from Queens in 1982, and since then I've been a research associate at the Center for Chinese Studies at the University of California in Berkeley, where I pop in every now and then and keep up with my research and publication on China.
Okay. You keep active and you look well. That's good. Well, now,
so let's make that bit. Number one.
All right.
Now, I think that what I should do then is when I go home, I'll do another one and send it to you. Is that all right?
Fine. All right. That's good.
And anything that I didn't have in my outline, which I think is appropriate, I'll tag on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now,
you've done...
Well, I've done really...
The first three, actually.
Although I didn't go into much detail on the faculty development, American Historical Association. That's something you can get from... with documents, too.
I see.
Now, let me speak to you about documents. And that also something else I just thought of.
All right.
What kinds of documents do you want? Because I left most of the stuff here, but I come across every now and then some things, like I have some stuff with me.
I would say reports on the curriculum of the faculty, any reports on the graduate students, anything that that you have that reflects the role of the faculty or the character of faculty life, faculty-student relations. I'm not getting as much on that yet.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, let me just say, here I have a folder. Some of this stuff you may have already. For example, I think this is in the clipping service of the
Okay.
You know, so there's no point in making copies of that. See, that all those clippings relate to China and some of the things that I worked on.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of thing that...
And here's something you must have, someone has in the files, whether you got it or not, I don't know. Here's something else from the library.
Yeah. I think, I'm not sure that we would have these. Let's see, the dates. This is back in 73. It's probably before.
Can I see that a second? Because I wonder if I have a duplicate here. No, I guess not. This is about, I have two of these lists.
These are 72 and 73 dates.
Yeah. Well, do you want to make copies of all of that?
I think so.
Well, then let me leave the folder with you, but I want it back.
Sure.
Okay?
Right.
And I'll look at some of the other stuff I have. But now let me go on to another question that's a little more ticklish.
You put an elastic around it?
Yeah. If you want, I mean, that's up to you. Now, where will it be when you finish after you've done it, after you've done the Xerox? You gonna leave it in the office here or what?
No.
If you leave it someplace, I could probably pick it up.
What I'm doing, everything that I'm doing goes to the archives, and we call our archives Special Collections, and that's Averett Folkers.
Oh, is he still here?
Yeah, second floor.
Special Collections.
Special Collections on the second floor east.
Okay. So should I go there to get it?
I think that's the place to... I can leave it there.
All right.
Leave this there.
Now, when is that going to be there, roughly, so I know when to look for it?
Roughly?
Yeah.
I know. Certainly by Tuesday.
Okay.
By Tuesday.
Now,
my telephone here, if you...
I have your telephone.
You
have it. I've called, but I usually have gotten you at home.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk about something else. And I guess a little more ticklish.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about just controversy.
Yeah. All right, just a sec. I'll turn this over now.
No, what? You can stop it. Well, I want to talk between the two of us.